If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
We're no strangers to love. You know the rules and so do I. A full commitment, what I'm thinking of you. Wouldn't get this from any other guy. I just want to tell you how I'm feeling. Gotta make you understand. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you.
Oh, now we totally have to be afraid of copyright, because that was just flawless. Like, I'm absolutely scared. Yeah. I'm scared we may get sued now. There's just no way.
Right, so the way we'll do this is somebody do the previously on, and what will happen is we'll just have that running in the background of your previously on.
Yeah, perfect.
Previously on Pint of Cthulhu's Fallout campaign, we healed up our local robot Medman and our local menace Billy Bob, who had an uncomfortable encounter with a certain nurse at the medical station who got a bit too handsy. Revenge is sweet, isn't it? We are now currently headed at the bar, where Gertrude and Billy Bob are getting a little bit of a discussion over their drinks, and the rest of us are looking for gossip. Figure out what exactly has caused the madness that has embroiled this town.
Excellent. Thank you very much. That's brilliant. And another little point to add in there is that Josh, Max Power, reprogrammed Mr. Medman in the last episode successfully to only sing the lyrics of, well, Rick Astley's hit song. Alright, so you're all in the pub. Billy Bob and Gertrude are currently scrapping over a bottle of moonshine. There are several people around, just because it's getting to a time of night where we would normally do that. Also, the celebration for the Founders Day has been cut short by an impending radiation storm. Now, several locals are gathered around the circular bar, drowning their sorrows at this point, to be fair. There's a single bartender on staff today, and he's moving a bit quickly, engaging in light conversation as they keep up with demand of the thirsty patrons, and really keeping an eye on this bizarre super mutant that's fighting with a ghoul over a bottle. Like I said previously, there's a poker table in the top left corner of the pub. There are people playing poker. There are four people playing, actually, and as you're all at the front of the pub, watching Gertrude and Billy Bob have their fight, one of them stands up abruptly, clearly unhappy, and storms past you out. So he's not having a good time, probably lost at the table. There is an unoccupied pool table in the bottom right-hand corner. Understandable, because it's kind of a state. The bartender is there and willing to dish out gossip. And after hearing him talking to other patrons, he's actually only willing to dish out gossip if they're willing to submit to a drinking game.
Ooh.
So, with that information and with the general layout of the pub, what would you like to do about that?
Can Gertrude borrow smooth skin for a minute?
Certainly, Gertrude.
Can you come over here?
Yeah, Gertrude's gonna walk over to the side.
Okay, so Gertrude just directed Wenigan to a table in the bottom left-hand corner. It's a table with four chairs at it. Gertrude sits at the bottom of the table, and Wenigan on the left-hand side of the table.
Gertrude, not sure how to feel about Jerky Man.
Hmm. I have some sympathy for that. He can be quite annoying.
I don't know. Gertrude would get kissed by Jerky Man.
And you didn't hunt him for a while?
What?
Oh. So, are you interested in him?
I don't
He's
know,
in the corner, spitting out, like, washing his mouth out with, like, mouthwash.
Just more moonshine with mouthwash. He's so raging he and just drinking more moonshine there.
Gertrude, not sure. Gertrude, not have this before.
Well, if you really have an interest in him, it seems easy enough. Maybe you just need to get out of your system. Spend some time with it, and it'll probably put you off anyway.
Yes. Gertrude, do this.
Okay, while Gertrude's having a heart-to-heart with Winnegan, what is Max doing?
Max would like to go up to the bar next to Jerky Man, see what he's doing.
All right, Max takes his position at the bottom right-hand corner of this this square bar in the center of the pub, next to where Billy Bob is currently retching and knocking back more moonshine.
Well, Wastelander, where I come from, when we duke it out and then make a truce, we put it back together. You here, have some of mine. And I pull over one of the shot glasses from the bartender and I fill him up a shot of that moonshine that I got. Take a swig. We take a swig together. That's what we do where I come from. To the group. And I take another shot.
And I'm just sitting there watching his drunk ass continue on this.
Oh yeah, let me tell you, the difficulty of any action that Billy Bob takes is going to be massively increased at this point in time. Mr. Maidman, what are you up to?
I'm just sitting in the corner. I mean, there's nothing for me to do.
Damn it, Cartman, why didn't you just start singing?
Because I didn't say anything, that's why.
I'll edit it in.
Yeah, edit that in. Cartman's just floating around the corner of the bar.
Yes, and keep him quiet. I'm not saying a thing right now.
Oh, no, I'm going to have it so you're singing, it fades in and out as you go around the bar.
Okay, if you're going to... Yeah, just cut and play around with it much of your while I'm on that.
I'm almost sorry, Cartman, but I'm not, and I'm glad you're being a good sport about this.
Oh yeah, I'm going to ride this to the ground. I mean, even after the 24 hours is up, I'm still going to bring up all the references, like a bit of like coding has sort of imprinted itself. But every now and again, I'm just going to burst out with like, you know, no strangers but love.
Oh God, what have you done?
I'm actually looking up how to contact Rick Astley to see if we can use this without being copyrighted.
Oh, yeah, I've minced it so bad. There's no copyright, I promise you guys. That's why.
No, I know. There's no music behind it.
Oh, yeah. That's why he minced it, of course. Right, Max, you're having a conversation with Billy Bob at the moment.
Billy Bob, you want me to take a swig of this?
That's what I said, isn't it?
All right, well, I look at the glass, swirl it around a little, and take about a mouthful and chug it down. And then I set the glass back down. And look at Max, and I'm like, ooh, that's not too bad.
Can we have, can I please, Cap, can it be a thing? Like, because Gertrude and I are, like, irradiated and everything, and all this, like, that is just straight gasoline. Like, it's not even, like, moonshot. Like, it is just straight fuel. Like, you just took and poured, like, diesel or kerosene into a bottle.
I feel like Josh has probably done that in real life before.
Yeah, sure. In that case, I'm going to have him take damage. Okay, have you take one.
Oh, I didn't mean to go that far. I just meant like he just like spit it out like, what the fuck?
So I take one hit point of damage.
Yeah.
God.
You can thank Token for that. Yep, you take one hit point of damage for the shot that you just took.
That is not fair. That is not what I wanted. You are not a benevolent GM. You are rude.
I feel like it wasn't you that suggested that.
Josh, given this... sorry, not Josh. Token, given the shit you pulled in D&D.
True.
Really? Because the stupid shit that y'all would say and try to pull to me?
I tried pulling my actual written as rules abilities and you said, nah, you're getting the damage.
Because I was going easy on you guys and you're like, nope, I want to OP everything.
It's how the game works, sir. And in this game, Cat makes the rules. So suck it.
Damn it. Fine.
Okay, go so Max is in the corner of the pub coughing up a lung at the moment. Winnegan and Gertrude have just finished a little heart-to-heart at the table. What happens next?
Oh, well, who's talking now? Anyone?
Does Max have long hair? Ish? Longish hair?
Down to his shoulders.
Are you good?
Okay, so I'm like holding your hair behind your head while you're like puking in the trash can. Like, right? No. Boy, you can't hold your hair, can you? Jeez.
The hell was that shit? Tastes like jet fuel.
The hell, I mean, the guy said it's moonshine.
That is not moonshine. I don't know what the hell that is, but...
Bartender hearing this comes over and is like, this is the best shine you'll find in 50 miles. Yeah. He looks at you with the real stink eye.
Kicks the gasoline can that's hidden behind the counter, further behind the counter.
Well, I look up at you and I'm like, well, I appreciate your help, but I think you should be more concerned about you and Gertrude.
Oh, we're fine. Nothing here. And I like walk back to the counter and I trip and fall and fall face flat.
All right, so he's fallen face flat in front of the table on the right-hand side of the doorway.
Gertrude?
Yes, Moveskin?
Feel free to entertain a dalliance with that man. But I can't help but think you deserve someone at least a little bit better. You've been very helpful, generous. You're a great fighter. Settling for him seemed a little off.
Normally, super mutant just kill thing, eat thing, kill more thing.
Fair enough. I guess I can't expect you to have too many standards.
Oh.
In any case, we should probably disperse through the bar, see if we can't find out a little bit more about the town.
This is genuinely starting to scare me, since this is also the second time Matt has played a character that genuinely has wanted to have sex with me in my character. It's
your character was everyone.
It was the Billy Bob. It was the mayor at Billy Bob Firewater during the Krampus special.
Hey, no, you really came wanted on to the mayor.
No, I did not.
You started that too.
No, I did not. This is you the did. Second time.
Yes, you did.
Viewers, chime in. Watch episodes back. Who started this nonsense?
Bitch, I'll edit this stuff in and I'll make it sound like you did it, even if it wasn't.
You're an ass.
Right, anyway. There's a drinking competition, I believe. The prize is information. You seem like you're fairly sturdy. You give it a go?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I believe it's the bartender over there.
Oh. Hey, smooth skin behind bar. Drink.
All right, so is Winnegan joining Gertrude at the bar?
Winnegan will watch Gertrude drink. Winnegan's not going to try and outdrink a super mutant. She has some self-preservation.
All right.
So yeah, I'll do it. I'll drink the super mutant.
The bartender is intrigued. Finds the conduct of this super mutant really weird, and of course he's a little bit put off by Billy Bob at the moment as well. So, what he says is, I'm really, really interested to see how this will go. Normally this, normally don't do this one with anyone other than ghouls or people. But yeah, let's do it. I'll be happy to give you some information in exchange for a little game. Alright, so the way this game's going to work is the bartender is only willing to dish gossip about Joseph and Teresa if you have the drinking game. So what the drinking game does is you drink a shot of moonshine and then you can ask your question. If you ask the question without slurring your words, the bartender will answer the question. Once you actually slur your word, the bartender will answer no further questions from that character. So you'll each have a shot at this if you want to keep on going with this.
I'd like to point out,
yes,
super mutants tend to have a higher tolerance to alcohol because they are mutated.
Mm-hmm, yes. So, you're going to drink a shot, you're going to do a skill check to see if you slur your words.
Alright.
So, drink a shot and ask a question.
You're asking the super mutant to ask the question.
Yes, I am, yeah.
I mean,
well, you're the one playing the
drinking
game.
It has to be the person drinking.
Also, each shot is going to cost you 3 caps.
You realise if you get me to ask questions, I'm just going to ask stupid questions because I'm a stupid person.
I mean, Winnegan's not out drinking anyone. She's like 90 pounds soaking wet.
All right.
I'll do it.
All right, excellent. So Gertrude is going to take this. So how many caps do you have on your inventory?
How many caps do I have?
If you don't have much, I'll pay for the drinks.
Caps. Where are caps?
Gear.
Oh, gear. I have 6.
Yeah, I'm going to pay for the drinks.
Yeah, Gertrude doesn't have much in the way of caps.
I'd be happy to pay for your drinks, Gertrude.
Smooth skin.
Good backup, after all.
What? Ask.
If they'd seen anything suspicious, if they'd gotten violent, and if there was anyone who might plan on attacking them, maybe?
That's interesting. Alright, so, Gertrude, take the shot. I want you to do an endurance against your speech test.
God, really?
Yep.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Yeah, two successes. Yeah. So you managed to repeat Winnegan's question pretty much verbatim, sounding like a very eloquent super mutant. The bartender answers. He says, anything weird? Well, recently, Teresa stopped by the pub almost daily when she finished work for the day. And she stayed late and drank a lot, seemed troubled. Would you like to go again?
Move skin? You go more?
Sure. Ask him if anyone or who else might have become violent recently.
Okay. All right. Yep. Do the check again. So take the drink. You're going for endurance against speech.
That's 6 success.
Success again. Excellent. So you say exactly what Winnegan said. You ask about violence in the pub. And he said, well, yeah, Joseph himself. He wandered in here 3 nights ago, didn't know where he was, attacked the doctor. Local doctor. Nearly killed him. Ran out of the pub screaming.
Ooh. And again, Gertrude would look to, yeah.
Bear in mind, it was a nurse that treated Billy Bob. It wasn't the doctor, so you haven't met that person yet.
Yeah, Gertrude will look over to Winnegan again. What ask now?
What else could we need to know?
Okay, I ask.
Where would
that.
We be able to? Oh, well, fair enough.
Yeah, go for it. I'll do it again because you literally just gave a question. So,
all right, excellent. Do the check.
of asking what do I ask now.
Alright, so...
Can I spend luck on that?
Yeah, you can spend luck on that. You can reroll one of those dice. So that was a fail, but...
Can I spend... Yeah, see if one luck does it.
1d20? That's a success as well, so yeah. With luck, so this time you really choke back this shot before you start asking. You collect yourself a little bit, and then you ask the question perfectly. You say, what should I ask now? I'm not really sure what you mean by that, but there's more to it than just Joseph being violent.
No, Gertrude asked question, answer question. That rules.
In that case, I don't know is the answer.
That not answer.
What do you want from me here?
What Gertrude ask next?
Okay. So, ask if anyone's been acting very strange, including the doctor, I guess?
Did we not ask that minute ago?
Hey, you just asked about violence. I told you about violence. I told you the doctor got hit. I didn't tell you what the doctor was doing.
Smooth skin.
Fair enough.
This is a bit weirder than this usually goes, but whatever. Do you want another shot?
Yeah.
All right, so this is the fourth shot, so... 12 caps down.
Oh no.
And yeah, you got a crit success, so he's just like, you know what? Don't you worry, big girl. I'm happy to tell you. Look, even the doctor's been acting strange. I think there's some sort of flu or fever going around, something real nasty. People keep forgetting shit. People keep hitting each other. And they don't even know they've done it afterwards.
You won't keep going?
Well, that's all I really can tell you. I'm sorry, mate. Normally, people don't last this long.
Spoofskin?
I think we're good to go. We should track down the doctor once we leave this bar.
Yeah, and do you know what? He gives you the rest of that moonshine bottle, so there's like half left in the moonshine bottle. So he gives you a half-filled moonshine bottle to take away with you.
Ooh. Gertrude like this one.
Alright, so Max, while that was going on, were you just still in the corner retching?
No, I'm just leaning against the table, watching everything happen, kind of giggling at Billy Bob Firewater, tripping over himself, falling down.
Oh no, he's like passed out at this point. Like he is passed out, drunk on the floor.
Yeah, Billy Bob's just arsing the air, twitching.
I'm gonna at least assist him up and put him in the chair if I can. You want a certain check for that?
No, you can do that. Don't worry.
You're a real pal. Let me tell you, I want to give a go at that drinking game. You think I could do it.
I suggest you just sit here and rest up for a
while. I really want to know if Winnegan likes me. I wonder if the bartender would know that.
You might have a better chance at Gertrude than Winnegan.
Can I try this over?
Bartender!
No.
Bartender!
No, more.
Bartender,
done.
I want to do the drink. Yay.
The bartender comes out to the table and he's like, fair enough, Ben.
Oh.
Another three caps on the table. Here's another shot.
All right.
So
Billy Bob Firewater takes a quick, clears his throat. So
it's going to take three successes for you to be able to do this successfully.
Oh, God damn it. God damn it.
Okay, so you take the shot and you ask your question. Go.
Oh. So, Redhead. The small one, definitely not the big one. Do you think she has the hots for me?
The bartender just goes, "God damn, I ain't touching that," and he walks away from you. He doesn't even take the three caps, just leaves them lying on the table and goes back behind the bar.
Does that mean I get this shot for free? You're the best! Shoot, I throw up again.
All right, excellent. And while that was going on, anyone else doing anything?
Yeah, I'm gonna go check on Mr. Medbot to see if I can change something here and get him to stop rickrolling everyone.
Can Gertrude go play Go Fish at table?
You can try.
Gertrude go play Go Fish.
Okay, Gertrude walks up to the table. What does she say? There's currently three Josh people at the table.
Let Josh go first.
Okay. Yeah, because Josh wanted to go and tinker with Mr. Maidman again.
Yeah, I wanted to see if I can get him to stop rickrolling everyone. See if I could update that chip a little bit and get him back to normal.
Okay, so Max Power walks up to the robot and starts to try and tinker with it again. What happens?
Reprogramming.
Sorry, I want to back up a little bit here. He goes over to the robot and opens up the robot to start looking at the wires. Wenigan is at the bar. The robot's in the middle of the bar. And everybody can see what's going on here. Does anybody react to this at all?
I thought you'd already repaired him.
I'm just going to say,
Max, we're no strangers to love.
I want to stop that.
You know the rules,
really?
And so do I.
Weren't you the one that started it?
Yes, but I can end things easily.
Never gonna give you up.
Ominous as ever. As long as you shut up.
Never gonna tell a lie.
Alright, fair enough. Excellent. So, you can stop it without a check. You can stop him from doing it. Absolutely free. I won't make you do any check for that. If you want to do anything else, I will make you do a check for that.
Well, I would like to reprogram that chip to get him to shut up.
Okay, you can do that.
Like you just said.
Yep, easy.
Okay. Sorry, I need to... Can I make a clicking
Max,
sound like
do,
a...
Max, are you doing like something else right now, Max? Let me just check.
What I sent you in chat, that's what Mr.
Okay,
Redbox
okay, gonna... let's just... That's what I was saying. Okay. So you're tinkering with him. Give me a science check again. Science against intelligence. And Wenigan, give me a perception.
Not this again. Perception against, what was it? Science?
Yeah, go against science, yeah. Right, Max Power is clearly tinkering with this reprogramming again. He's doing something entirely different. And Wenigan, you're cognizant enough to notice it this time.
Alright. Max, you're not as sneaky as you think. What are you up to?
Nothing, I swear. I'm just getting him to shut up from rickrolling.
I have eyes. They work. What are you doing?
You can come see if you want. I'm showing you. Nothing's going on. Nothing's funny.
Never gonna tell a lie.
See, just gonna do this and get him to shut up.
That's very obviously a lie. Would Wenigan know how to turn off the chip?
That's a good question. I think we should maybe just do a repair check for you here. Do a repair check for me. I will make it difficult because you've never seen this technology before. It's additional technology to what's already in there.
Only one success.
You did get one success. Let me see if there's anything that... So... You know what he's doing now. You know that he's trying to reprogram him to set a different song instead of the other role. So, but you don't know how to remove it.
Okay, so can Wenigan sit down next to Max and help him to just, you know, put the robot back to rights?
This will...
Put it back the way it was.
This will,
and interfere.
This will only last 10 minutes this time. I swear it's funny. Everyone will laugh. We'll be done with it. It'll be over. I promise you. No more funny stuff after this.
Fine. Oh my god, so
Finnegan lets Max just root around in Mr. Madman's circuitry just to make him sing another song.
If he burns you, tases you, whatever the hell else that robot can do afterwards, don't be terribly surprised.
Oh, yeah, by the way, totally deserving. Just because he can't see it doesn't mean that he can't do things. Like, Mr. Madman, if you want to have a reaction other than singing, you can.
I mean, I don't know what I'm going to be singing, but I don't know if it's actually happening. I mean, I'm just thinking he's just repairing me. I've got really no control over that.
All right, fair enough. So, Mr. Madman, again, trusting as always, is willing to let Max get back in about your systems and reprogram him again.
And after I'm done tinkering, did you send him what his new song is?
Fine.
Party jukebox.
All right, Cartman, I've sent you the lyrics that Max has programmed into you. Or because he finds this funny.
And then I am going to... You said there's rooms in here?
Yes, Jesse's already set aside some rooms for you in the end section of the pub, which is upstairs.
I would like to head off to a room at this point.
All right, so Max just reprograms him, doesn't even stay to hear what he'd done. He just walks off.
This one is going to take quite quickly. He's going to take about 3 steps away, and then he's going to start hearing me sing. Because, I'm not having to get away this time. He's just going to run away. Okay, so I'll have to... So, yeah, as Max walks away, I'm going to come back online pretty snappish, and I'm going to wear up, and I'm going to turn down the Winnegan and go,
I love you, you love me, we're a happy family, we have a great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you love me too?
Winnegan is going to start steering Medman over to,
I love you, you love me, we're
Billy Bob.
Like a friend should be. What, with a great big hug and a kiss from me and you, won't you say you love me too?
Yeah. Oh, if you want someone to confess to, here you go. Seems to be the theme of the night.
Oh, yeah, well, seems like take care, baby, my only friend.
Oh, all right, take care, you want some of this?
Okay, well, you just sit here and I'll drink. You sing your stuff. I'll drink till I can't hear you anymore. How's that sound?
Question. Can I sober him up? Have I got anything to sober him up? As I am a med man. I can't speak my actual speak, but can I do anything there?
No, you don't. There is stuff in-game that can do that.
Okay.
However, you do not have it in your inventory.
Oh, it's in inventory. Okay.
Alright, so Gertrude, while that was happening, Gertrude walked up to the table with the 3 remaining gamblers at it, and what did she say?
Gertrude want to play Go Fish?
What? Go what?
Go Fish.
This ain't that kind of table, hon. We're playing poker.
What poker?
Card game. Bet caps, win caps, maybe. You don't know how to play poker?
Oh.
At the hearing of poker, Billy Bob Firewater, like, decrepit ear, like, tweaks a little bit and go, feel it. Feel disturbance of the force. Since there's poker.
You know how to play Go Fish?
I'm all the way across the room. I doubt you know.
No Go Fish here.
Gertrude show you how to play Go Fish.
No, we show you how to play poker.
Okay.
Right, so... so these guys...
We're best friends,
they want to play poker with Gertrude. They ask her how many caps she has on her.
This many. And shows up like six on a hand.
All right, that's good, that's good. You put those caps on the table, hon.
Okay.
They start to roll their hand. They play their hand. They play this game of poker. One of the guys over Gertrude's shoulder is very condescendingly describing how the game is played. And it just so happens that this one has the winning hand. And he takes Gertrude six caps.
Oh. Now what?
Gertrude has... Well, I mean, Gertrude's just been taken advantage of in a bar, and she hasn't realized it yet.
Gertrude, do you have those back now?
Can I... Am I able to see it?
I'm going to say yeah, because the bar's only, like, chest high. It's not like you're in a different... It's not like you can't see over the bar.
Hey, you guys ain't taking advantage of big girl, are you?
Hey, what are you trying to say?
She's not that smart. So why are you...
And she played, she lost her caps fair and square.
I thought you were just giving her a lesson. I don't think she ever agreed to play with you.
And I told her how to play. She's the one that played the cards. That's how it rolls.
Tell you what, let me play for her caps back.
Hey, you want to try and win them back? You can. You need to. You got the caps? You can play.
How much would I need to bet to win her buddy back?
The guy says, well, I just took six caps from her, so make it 12.
How much are you guys playing with?
How much you got?
That's not my question.
All right, you want to make this interesting, do you?
Mm-hmm. Tell you what. If I win, let's not leave caps into this. If I win, you give us not just all your caps, but your ammo too.
Caps and ammo.
But if I lose, it's vice versa. All my caps and my ammo. And I've got a lot of ammo.
All right, this guy's looking at you suspiciously. Well, how much caps and ammo do you have, precisely?
Well, I didn't ask that of you, did I?
You didn't, but I ain't as stupid as you.
Well, I ain't as stupid as you think. And if I was really that stupid, why would you, if I was stupid, wouldn't I be, pretty easy to win one over on?
Give me a charisma roll on that one.
Just a speech roll?
Yeah, the speech one. All right. That's fine by me. So the guy says it's going to be 30 caps. And he takes his gun out of his holster. It's a 10 millimeter. So he's got 10 millimeter rounds. He's got like 10 of them. It's 30 caps down, 10 of them on the table. And the two other people match that bet. They both put 30 caps down as well. They don't put any ammo down. They don't... The ammo bet's only with that one guy.
Well, hey.
So you put... You're so what do you put down on the table?
If you're going to buy in, you better buy in with ammo. That's this game we're playing.
Hmm.
Do you want me to do another roll?
Yeah, actually, I do. I want you to do that roll again.
Okay. What? Why? What are these? What are these rolls?
All right, so that was a fail, but don't worry. One guy is going to say, nah, fuck that. And he folds, so he leaves the table with his money. But the other guy relents. And he puts down...
Gertrude intimidate the guy that's standing up and just sitting back down again.
Nice. So the man stands up, he's going, ah, fold, fuck that. Gertrude walks over to him, puts a hand on his shoulder, and says, what does she say?
Gertrude think you play now.
The man looks up, nearly cracking his neck, trying to look into Gertrude's face. Roll me a... Well, what would it be? I guess it would be charisma against strength.
Okay, that's a custom one, yeah?
Yeah. For an intimidation roll. Strength. Unless you can think of a better way to do to intimidation.
I mean...
Strength against charisma, that sort of works, doesn't it? Oh, wait, yeah. No, those are two.
Speech and strength.
That's what I meant. Yeah, speech and strength. Yeah, so strength against speech.
Okie dokie. Oh, I need to do the extra.
Yeah. Yeah, he sits back down gingerly. He's like, yeah, whatever. All right, so I need to come up with what guns these guys have. So there's currently 10 rounds of 10mm on the table. There is 4 rounds of hunting rifle ammo. And, what are you actually armed with? Oh, actually, one of you only you've got pipe ammo, don't you?
Yeah, I have 38 and I have 12 gauge shotgun shells. I have 2 shells.
Yeah, so I'm going to go, I'm going to give you some 0.38 ammo out of this as well. Say 10 of that as well.
Okay.
All right, so what now do you put down on the table?
All right. Oh, for those of you at home, why I'm frustrated with these rolls is Billy Bob has a 10 in charisma. And he's and his speech is one of his key things. So my target is 13. And those 3 rolls, I rolled a 19, a 17, and a 15.
Yeah, 1 success out of 4 rolls. That was quite ridiculous. But you can put that down to the fact he's rather drunk.
Yes, I would assume. Okay, so I put down, I'm a man of my word. I put down all my ammo. I put down my 7.38 rounds and my 2 12-gauge shotgun shells.
All right, so you put 2 shotgun shells down, you put 7 38 rounds down, and you do need that 30 caps on the table as well.
Yes.
Which you don't have, do you?
I have 38 caps.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I do have 30 caps. I do have it. I put it down.
Fantastic.
All right.
I'm going to get your character sheet up here. You've got 8 out of your 10 luck points left.
Yes, I do.
I want to just roll this this game. So let's see, what can we do? You can roll luck as an attribute. And given the high stakes of this, I think we're going to roll luck against survival.
Ooh.
I think that should be the roll for this game. What do you think?
That actually seems where I'm going to find me. That looks fine.
Excellent. Now, remember, you can increase the chances of him having success here with your action points. and he also does have his luck points here.
Well, I was going to say if I were going to do this. So, obviously... Billy Bob Firewater is a former Texas Ranger. He's from the Wild West. He's really good at Texas. Because I assume if it's a normal poker game, the literal game is called Texas Hold'em.
Yeah, we're gonna stick with that, yeah.
Yeah, so he's going to be really, really good at it. But I'll also say he's really good at cheating. So if I want to get, if the group allows, I would say he would spend 2 action points and discreetly, without them knowing, cheat.
Yeah.
All right, brilliant.
Does that sound good to the rest of everybody? I said, because I'm using action points, so it's, it's everybody's, not just mine. So
Go for it. I mean, use them as you need. You don't use action points.
Yeah.
So it'll be 4. I don't know
why I was reminding you, because you're really not using your action points at all.
Might as well use them for something.
Okay, so what you're looking at there is you're looking to buy additional d20s. So for one action point, you can buy one. And then it will take an additional two to buy the second one. So if you want two more dice to roll, it will take three action points.
What do you guys think? What do you guys think?
Yeah, fuck it, why not?
Just three? Okay. All right.
You have we'll a new code that we can get to back if we need to.
Yeah, you can get them back by getting additional successes and other rolls.
Oh, okay. All right, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, so...
All right, so I'll spend three action points.
So if you hit roll there once you've chose luck and survival, it'll ask you for additional dice, so you just put two additional dice in there.
Okay, I'll put two d20. Wait, it only did two.
Okay, try that now, again. So hit the roll, and it should come up with an additional dice once you hit roll.
Okay, hold on.
There you go.
Four.
Fantastic.
Four successes.
Well, wow. Billy Bob doesn't just... you know what? You didn't have to cheat. I'm going to say that this is an absolutely banger of a hand you're dealt. There's a lot of side-eyeing at the table, a lot of checks, a lot of people just waiting, a lot of tense looks at each other until all the cards are down, all the cards are shown. Billy Bob comes away with it with the best hand that he could possibly have. It's not a royal flush, but it's a fairly large full house that he's got there.
I would say, knowing Billy Bob and the way he's kind of going with this, is he's definitely slurring his words throughout the whole time. They think they're really getting one up on him, and then all of a sudden his demeanor changes when it reaches the last hand. He goes, well, tell you what, boys, read 'em and wait. And I put down that royal flush.
You get a couple of different reactions. The guy next to Gertrude just sort of puts his head in his hands. He's just, ugh, dejected. The other guy at the top of the table, he just kicks his chair away and just storms out. And the man that you were talking to, the one that hustled Gertrude out of her six caps, he actually grabs one of the bullets that he put in the table, puts it into a clip, and that clip into his gun.
Oh, whoa. Hey, buddy. Hey, whoa. Fair and square, buddy. Fair and square. You wouldn't want to cause a scene here, would you? And I would assume I'd kind of motion to Gertrude standing behind me.
Oh, Gertrude would be over that table in seconds with the frying pan ready.
Yes, Gertrude's already made her way around. Luckily, the man's hesitated long enough that the bartenders took notice, and he just gives a quick yell from behind the bar. Goes, hey! The guy with the gun, he's about to cock it, he stops himself, puts it back, puts his gun into his holster, and just walks away.
No, he does not. That gun is staying on the table. I will intimidate that motherfucker to put that thing back down.
Okay, what do you say?
Well, I was about to stop him too, because I was like, there's a bullet of mine in there.
Speech so strength again.
Okay, so the man starts to walk away. Gertrude and Billy Bob take their positions in front of him, between him and the door.
Can Winnegan make her way up, like, here? Where
and
they
while
are.
They're having an argument, Winnegan is making her way.
Like, behind the guy?
Yeah, Winnegan's making her way around the bar. Alright, so what are you saying to the guy?
Gertrude, think you should put that back on table.
I ain't putting shit on a table.
Speech strength or not?
No, he's not intimidated yet. What was Billy Bob about to say?
Well, I was going to say, that the big girl's right. That bullet is one fair and square. And considering how you're acting, I think you better leave the gun with it too.
He growls. He knocks back the gun, pops the bullet out, and just lets it drop to the floor and tries to walk by you again.
To see magic trick?
The bartender is looking nervous behind the bar.
Gertrude, we don't really want to cause too much of a scene, all right? The bartender's been nice to us. Don't break too many of his bones, would you?
Not too many.
Megan's still making her way up.
You want to see?
She's going to start speed walking as she sees things escalate.
Max is away to bed anyway, don't worry.
You want to see magic trick?
The guy's getting really frustrated.
Right close to his face.
He's stomping his feet. He's like, get out of my way.
Breathes into his face.
You want to see magic trick?
He panics. Now with no bullet in his gun, he picks up a chair and swings it at Gertrude.
Cast iron. And I will swing the pan.
Hold on a second.
No, don't. We just had a discussion like 17 times!
Matt, Jesus
oh my
Christ.
God!
I'm enthusiastic on this one.
I mean, no, you actually, you know what? Fine. I was going to say, would you have the chance? Would you see him pick up the chair? Would you see him swing it? That's all time it takes to do that. So no, that's not what you did. You just watched him do it. You didn't even move. You took a chair to the face, and I'm going to say you took damage. So the guy smacks Gertrude in the torso with a chair for 4 damage.
Then can I swing my pan at him?
No, because then we're in combat, so it's going to be initiative.
Oh, good.
So belly bob.
Yep. Well, I was about to say, I mean, I'll go ahead and do initiative, but is there any way to kind of, I mean, obviously to avoid this at this point where I say, like, as soon as he smashes the chair over and he recovers, my pipe pistol is just inches from his face.
Can I remind you all that this is a bar brawl? It's not actually a... it's like...
Yeah.
I mean, I think shooting someone in a bar brawl is going to be...
That just
excessive.
I know, but no, I say, hey, first things first, do you have any more caps after the 30 that you spent? Are you broke? Because I feel like you owe the bartender money for the chair you just broke.
What's your initiative, Belly Bob?
8.
8, right. Okay, so the way we're going to do it is the guy hits Gertrude with a chair. He does 4 damage. Winnegan, you're on the other side of the bar. You are quite far away at the moment. I'm going to let you have a chance to catch up in your turn, but that will mean that you're only allowed a major action once you get there.
That is absolutely fine.
Right, so Winnegan first.
I'm going to move up to just find the guy. Go, how about we don't destroy the entire bar? Now, sir, I think it's going to be a bit of convincing to get my friend to not kill you, but you can't honestly think you're going to win a bar brawl against a super mutant. You don't seem naive enough for that. You got the gun back? He's got the gun back in the holster, right?
Yeah, he's got his gun back in his holster.
We don't really want to be causing trouble on the scale of destroying an entire establishment, and this is to Gertrude and to Billy Bob, and destroying the bar of a perfectly nice bartender first night in town. So perhaps you just put the chair down. Apologize to Gertrude for attempting to fight her, futile though it might be, and we just forget this ever happened.
All right. Yeah, noticing that the chair smash to Gertrude really didn't do anything. Although she took points of damage, it didn't critical hit, it didn't really even make her wince. The man relents at Winnegan's proposal. He drops the chair, and because it's his turn next, he's going to use his turn to leave the bar.
Can I try and steal the gun out of his holster?
Sleight of hand, yes, let's do it. Because you just spoke to him, you didn't actually do a major action. I'm going to let you do that, so let's see if I can come up with some sort of decent sleight of hand rule.
There's sneak, but there isn't quite sleight of hand.
Mm-hmm. Let's go. Well, I mean, we're going to use the sneak one.
Okay.
So you could do unarmed agility if you want. I mean, like unarmed is kind of.
I'm thinking,
I'm not fighting him.
I'm thinking sneak with agility. Agility and sneak would probably.
Okay. That's a success.
That is once again. You know what? That's enough. That's enough. He's storming. He's unhappy. He's distracted by Gertrude's lack of caring about being hit by a chair, and he's not really in his own head at the moment. So yeah, one success is enough. As he's storming out, you just keep a finger on the gun, and slide it out of his holster as he's walking away, giving you an additional 10mm gun.
How nice.
And yeah, like I said, he uses his turn to walk away without being hit by Gertrude, because Matt, don't roll when you're not asked to roll.
Sorry.
We talk about this every time.
I haven't.
This is taken in Matt's couples therapy.
Excellent. So he storms out. Combat's ended. Everybody's fine. The bartender goes back to serving people.
So you wanted this, Gertrude? And she's going to hand her the gun.
Oh. No, you keep. Gertrude don't need.
I've already got one. So.
Well, if could I, and I show my wooden pipe gun. You mind if I have that one? It's a little bit nicer than mine.
Sure. Here. I shall toss it to him.
All right, and just to let you know, what's lying on the table at the moment is Billy Bob's 30 caps, along with 30 caps from three other men. You've got 10 rounds of 10mm ammo. What was it? 4 rounds of hunting rifle ammo. And 10 rounds of .38 ammo. So decide between yourselves how you want to distribute that.
Can I give 10 to the barman for the trouble? Gertrude feels bad.
The barman actually gives Gertrude a smile at this. He's warmed to Gertrude. And he says, thank you, big lady.
It pay for chair. Gertrude don't want chair damage. Just damage man teeth.
I could use... You said there was shotgun ammo, yeah?
No, hunting rifle ammo.
Hunting rifle, fuck. Okay.
The shotgun ammo was put down by Billy Bob. He already had that.
Hell.
Alright, so what is the stats on the 10mm pistol?
And
how much ammo do I have now?
Let's just have a wee look at Winnegan's character sheet, because she's has a 10mm.
4 damage and a fire rate of 2.
Yeah, so the 10mm pistol, it is small guns and agility, physical damage, and you do 4 damage dice worth of damage per turn.
Okay. Fire rate of 2, damage of 4.
Yeah, 4. 4 for damage.
Okay.
Alright, so you're taking the 10mm?
Yes.
Well, there's 10 rounds on the table. There's 9 rounds on the table and 1 on the floor. And, Winnegan, how much ammo do you actually have left in yours? Good question.
Not much.
Not much?
I have 6 ammo.
Alright, so,
maybe
I mean...
barman have more.
And I have no shotgun ammo, but I do have a shotgun.
Oh, well, tell you
I'm
what.
I'm going to use it as a blunt instrument.
I do have 2 shotgun shells waiting in, should you want it.
Do you also have a shotgun?
No, that's why I'm offering the shotgun shells.
That
I
would be very helpful then.
I do not have shotgun, just going to say that.
That would be very helpful then.
Well, there you go. And I hand her the 2. I only have 2 12-gauge shotgun shells.
All right, excellent. So the all the rest of the stuff on the table, is one of you going to pocket that, or is that just going to be distributed between
I would assume I go, here, big girl, let me give you your winnings back. And I give her the 6 caps, and I take the other 90, other 84 caps, I think. So.
Yeah, 84.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So
they all put down 30.
Put 84 caps into your inventory. That's a nice winning right there.
Oh yeah.
And I'm assuming that you're taking the ammo for the 10mm, considering you just picked it up.
Yes. I have 122 caps now.
Okay.
The hunting rifle ammo?
Hunting rifle ammo. Who's taking that?
I can take it.
Yep.
You take Josh will need it tomorrow.
Yep.
Oh, next time.
You can give that to Josh if you want. Give a wee gift, you know. Really bury the hatchet.
How many hunting rifle?
Four.
Four. Okay, so 308. Alright, there you go.
And 10 .38 rounds for the pipe guns.
Okay. Okay. So now I have 17 of those. Okay, awesome.
Alright, so you're looking pretty good for your inventories now. Lots of ammo, lots of caps. You might actually get a chance to spend them at some point, you never know.
Can I turn to Billy quickly and say, poker fun! Gertrude, play again.
Excellent. And I think on that point, we should probably end the episode. Yep, we've managed to almost get into a bar brawl. Fantastic. Everybody just sort of winds down at the bar. A couple more drinks are had, a little bit of banter before everybody heads up to their assigned rooms that Jesse has kindly put aside for them. And you just wait out the storm in these rooms, and it should be gone by the morning. Thank you for listening to this episode of A Pint of Cthulhu. If you want to get in touch, you can find us on X and on Blue Sky at Pint of Cthulhu. Furthermore, if you'd like to help out the podcast, go over to our Ko-Fi page, link in the description, so mote it be.